It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, June 4th, 2018. Today is the birthday of British monarch King George III, born in 1738. The last king of colonial America, he was the third British monarch of the German House of Hanover. But unlike his two predecessors, he was born in England, and he spoke English as his first language. His life and his reign, which were longer than those of any of his predecessors, were marked by a series of military conflicts involving his kingdoms, much of the rest of Europe, and places farther afield in Africa, the Americas, and Asia. Early in his rule, Great Britain defeated France in the Seven Years' War, becoming the dominant European power in North America and India. However, many of Britain's American colonies were soon lost in the American War of Independence. Further wars against France beginning in 1793 concluded in the defeat of Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. In the latter part of his life, George III had recurrent and eventually permanent mental illness, although it has since been suggested that he suffered from the blood disease porphyria. The exact cause of his illness remains unknown. An analysis of his life has gone through a kaleidoscope of changing views that have depended heavily on the prejudices of his biographers and the sources available to them. Until it was reassessed in the second half of the 20th century, his reputation in the United States was one of a tyrant, and in Britain he became the scapegoat for the failure of imperialism. In late 1810, at the height of his popularity, already nearly blind with cataracts and in constant pain from rheumatism, George became dangerously ill. He accepted the need for the Regency Act of 1811, and his son, the Prince of Wales, stood in as acting king for the remainder of George III's life. Despite signs of a recovery in May 1811, by the end of that year, George had become permanently insane and lived in seclusion at Windsor Castle until his death 9 years later. He lived for 81 years and 239 days and reigned for 59 years and 96 days. Only Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II, who are both his direct descendants, have since lived and reigned longer. George III was dubbed Farmer George by satirists, at first to mock his interest in mundane matters rather than politics, but later to contrast his homely thrift with his son's extravagance and to portray him as a man of the people. Under George III, the British agricultural revolution reached its peak, and great advances were made in fields such as science and industry. There was unprecedented growth in the rural population, which in turn provided much of the workforce for the Industrial Revolution. In pursuing war with the American colonists, George III believed he was defending the right of an elected parliament to levy taxes rather than seeking to expand his own power or prerogatives. In our time, he has attracted attention all over again as a character in Lin-Manuel Miranda's runaway musical triumph based on the life of Alexander Hamilton. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 4th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.